Proverbs for the day, October the 11th. Proverbs chapter 11, we're going to read verses 18 to 21 and verses 24 to 27. Proverbs chapter 11, beginning in verse 18. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. For today, let's drop down verse 24 to 27 to include it with these verses. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him. But blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. There is a law in the Bible called sowing and reaping. And yes, it is pertinent today. It applies to this day we live in. In fact, what it applies to is every day. Now, this is partly a universal law. That is, every single person is affected by it. Every single person can apply it. Every person can reap the benefits or the burdens of how they relate to this law. But of course, for us as believers, as followers of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll take what it says here in our King James Bible, and we're going to follow it through and deal with it in that way as a believer. Let's look here at what he says here and get a few thoughts for today to take with us. Every deed, word, or thought counts with God. Every counts with God. A very helpful passage. It can be a convicting passage, but it also can be an encouraging passage. It's over in the book of Colossians, and it's in Colossians chapter 3, if you'd like to mark it. And it starts in verse 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. That is, a wife's responsibility stops where righteousness stops. A wife's responsibility is complete, but she is said as it is fit in the Lord. You husbands are not supposed to command your wives to do things that aren't right, that are against God. Okay? Well, husbands, here you go. Love your wives, and then mark this, men, and be not bitter against them. There is a tendency to that. All kind of reasons. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. And children, it's not for you to quote this verse to your fathers. There's times that you're going to be unhappy about something. It won't be your dad's fault. There's other times it is. God will deal with him. Get what he's saying here. And verse 17 and verse 23. But let's read verse 22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. An eye pleaser is the fact. It's the guy who gets busy digging when he hears the boss's truck come around the corner while everyone else has been digging away and sweating, and suddenly he's going to be busy or try to get the boss. He's an eye service. In other words, he's doing it when he's being watched. The Lord says, be the kind of person that does what you're supposed to do. Why? Verse 23. Knowing, first of all, verse 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. This is completely about eternity, your reward. Notice he says, whatsoever, verse 17. Notice he says, verse 23, whatsoever. What's the point, brother? Every deed, word, thought counts with God. Now, what an opportunity. Not self-perfectionism. Not self-perfectionism. But God does count effort. I've taught for many years, and I would encourage you to consider making effort goals, not effect goals. The world and much of Christianity has majored on effect goals. And what's funny is our fundamentalist brethren have sometimes gotten off track by getting obsessed with effect goals and trying to get people to do whatever it takes to do the Ananias and Sapphira and make it look like there's been an effect in their life instead of just setting effort goals. Effort goals is, 15 jumping jacks, 3 sets. Effort goals is walk. Effort goals is read your Bible, 15 minutes a day or whatever. Effort goals. Those are things you can measure. You can't measure the effect of them. You see? So if you're not careful, setting effect goals can work against you. But our lesson today, one of our thoughts, is every deed, word, thought, etc. counts with God. In this passage in Proverbs, he's contrasting the wicked and the righteous and the sowing and the reaping. Secondly, with this, eternity. Not just every, but eternity. Every counts with God. Eternity is the big payoff. Now, it's true we need help in this life. But if I could, I'd get this across to you. You only can spend a dollar once. Okay? That's all. Now, very few things are a dollar these days. Aren't they slick today? The large drink is a dollar. So all over town they're doing it. And it looks like, boy, they're doing me a favor. It's better than charging $1.89, but they still only have about 12 cents in it. So they're not, I promise you, they're not sacrificing. They'll sell 10 of them at a dollar before they would sell 5 at $1.89. So there's some logic in it. You can only spend that dollar once. You can only spend an hour here on earth once. You can only spend a day once. Now, will God let you spend it in some kind of recreation? Well, I'm sure he does. He pulled the disciples apart. But do you want to get to heaven and have over a lifetime of, say, 70 years, 50 adult years? Do you want to get there and find out how many days for self you've spent? We just got to be a little careful, don't we? Eternity. What are you saying? I'm saying if you can only spend it once, then you can only reap it once. Okay? If you can only sow it once, you can only reap it once. What you and I get back from God down here, we then have to choose. Let's say you gave God money, just for example. You give him $100, and God gives it back to you. If you're not careful, you'll think he gave it back to you to spend on you. What he might be doing is saying, look, I gave you this, you gave it, you sowed it, and now here's some more to sow. What are you going to do with it? And so he wants to know what we'll do with it. The great thing is eternity is the big payoff. You see, we need help in this life when we sow, in this sense. If we do like 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 and we sow out of the abundance of our poverty, but what you really want is God to just barely give you enough down here for yourself. Now, he may dump it on you. And he's saying, what will you do? What will you do? Because where you're going to want it is over there. The place you're going to want to cash in all them chips is over there. Okay? Now, that ought to be encouraging to you. Because you see, you're not coming short of God's blessing. And you're not falling short of reaping if you don't get it all back in this life. No, that didn't say you got to feel guilty if he gives you a blessing and takes care of you. But we just got to make sure we don't consume it upon ourselves, that's all. Well, look at verse 26 with me. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. Okay? With our second point there, look at verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. Verse 24, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty. But verse 26, he that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. Every counts with God. Eternity is the big payoff. And then expect to buy the truth. In my mind, undoubtedly, one of the great pictures in the Bible of verse 26 of Proverbs chapter 11 is Joseph. Joseph. Do you remember the story of Joseph? If you haven't read it, take a little time, get over there in the last few chapters of Genesis and read it. Joseph is betrayed out of envy by his brothers. He's put in a pit. He is blessed up and gets a place in the palace. He's put down in the prison. And then Pharaoh comes and elevates him. And during that time, he stores up corn and grain, and then pretty soon a drought comes. And God doesn't tell Joseph, give it out, just give it out. He lets people come buy it. They buy it with money. They buy it with livestock. They buy it with land, and eventually they buy it with themselves. And God blessed that, because it says, he that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. So he didn't just hang on to it. He distributed it, but they had to buy it. Expect to buy the truth. How do I buy the truth? You buy it with time. You got to put the time in. You may have set your alarm 30 minutes early a day. You know, if you gave God 30 minutes of Bible study a day, young man, focused, in a year, that's 180 hours. That's 180 hours. Okay? That's a lot. If you averaged 160 hours a year, okay, that's like going to 40 nights of a four-hour Bible Institute. Now, the best thing you can do is not just try to do it yourself, but get some. Time. Tuition. Tuition. We're not talking about the ghastly astronomical prices they're paying and demanding at these Christian colleges, but we are talking about the fact that it all costs you a little bit just to make it possible. It might cost you in getting a couple good books. You know, there's books out there. Do you know why they sell books? To make money. No, seriously, that's why they sell books, to make money. Out there in the big world. Some of the best books for you to read as a Christian are either out of print or they're just a little bit obscure to find. I might take the time one of these days to just mention some, but quickly, we're out of time. Tears. Tiredness. I've had to study my Bible standing up because when I sat down I was so tired I couldn't stay awake. Through Bible Institute, through Bible teaching others in Institute, through everything. So I do understand. Expect to buy the truth. Expect it. Every word, every deed, every thought, every counts with God. Eternity is the big payoff. Expect to buy the truth. Have a great day.